This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And I had made a request of more than one writer to put out there a glossary of terms of the way they have taken the language and perverted it to meet their needs and their goals on the gun grabber side. See, the problem with that is then the other side, which ostensibly should be our side, we start using these terms, which just perpetuates their use. So, it's time to take back the language from the anti-gun rights crowd and the legacy media. And I have a primer for you here. Specifically words like assault weapon, mainstream media, gun violence, many more have been creeping into the vocabulary, and I use them sometimes myself. So, it's time to stop playing by the rules. Now, a lot of times in my monologues, like where they may be using the word liberal, I know that these people on the left are not liberal, so I don't use the word liberal anymore. So I've decided to go all the way, and I'm not going to use their inaccurate, designed to frighten you vernacular. Besides, there's better words to use in place of theirs. And by no means will this be complete, of course, because they've been doing this a long time. Like assault weapons. True assault weapons use intermediate length cartridges and are capable of select fire. The term is a rough translation of the German Sturmgewehr. A modern AR does not meet this definition, even if it has a chainsaw bayonet attached to it. Assault weapon ban. Well, that was never just what it was. It was also a violation of the Second Amendment and the Fifth Amendment's taking clause. Mainstream media. There's more adults in the United States today that own guns than don't. So we are the mainstream, not the gun prohibitionists. They're actually the ones on the fringe. And so rather than referring to their lapdog media as mainstream, let's call it fake stream or legacy or whatever it was, because we're now the mainstream. Gun buybacks. Well, that's a fun one. It's always a fun one. It doesn't matter if it's a buyback held at a local city hall or the mandatory buybacks that Biden has planned. The government cannot buy back something that it has never owned. Nor can it set the price for something that it has never produced. And we should start referring to this plan as what it really is, which is mandatory confiscation. Gun violence. Do we say knife violence or, you know, fist or feet violence? How about baseball bat violence or cast iron frying pan violence? Or my favorite, old-timey ashtray violence. Violence is the key word here. How the violence is perpetrated is never important, because what is important is that if you look at, say, a baseball bat or a gun, when it's just sitting there laying there and the violent person doesn't have it, it's not doing nothing to anybody, it's not hurting anybody until it's picked up by the violent person. Loopholes. There are no legitimate loopholes. The gun show loophole doesn't exist. The online loophole is a joke. Somebody out there is offering to pay $10,000, which will pay to anyone who can show them a website that will sell them a firearm and ship it to his home without a background check. Charleston loophole should be renamed the FBI incompetence loophole. Loopholes are a fallacy unless we're talking about the loopholes used by the urban snipers. It's time to stop using the term. And by the way, we could also refer to this as written in by the Democrats, because the 3-day wait is a part of the Brady Law. pro-gun and anti-gun. We should be saying pro-rights and anti-rights. Gun rights. This term should be replaced by human rights or civil rights. High-capacity magazine. Doesn't that sound ominous? These guns are built for something that would be referred to as a standard capacity magazine, which is far more accurate, even though the folks who coined the term don't know the difference between a clip and a magazine. Permitless carry. I know I talk a lot about on Lock and Load about constitutional carry, but that is the only term for this because you do not need a permit for a constitutional right. It is the true intent of the Second Amendment, which the framers had in mind. Everything else is unconstitutional. Concealed carry permit, an unconstitutional act that occurs when the government strips you of your Second Amendment rights and then sells them back to you for a set fee, but only for a limited amount of time and only if you behave. Gun control. Let's use human behavioral control instead, rather than focusing on the weapon a criminal chooses to use. Or we could call that crime control if we're trying to control the criminal. Do we say knife control? Fist control. Besides, for the gun grabbers, it's all about controlling you. So, once again, human control. Gun control advocate. That isn't just simply an anti-rights activist. Smart guns. You can replace that two-word phrase with another two-word phrase. Science fiction. The tech isn't there yet. We should be calling these things sci-fi guns. I will start carrying a smart gun when Spock beams one into the glove box of my flying car. Ghost guns. Americans were building guns at home before there was a United States of America. To be clear, it is perfectly legal to build a firearm in your home. These should be referred to as home builds. arsenal. Well, how many times have you read a news story about an arrestee who had an arsenal of weapons in his or her home, even if it was just a handful of firearms and a couple of boxes of ammo? What the legacy media refers to as an arsenal, you know, this is just my usual compliment. The ammunition especially cracks me up because I'll get out and say, he had 5,000 rounds of ammunition. Well, did he have them loaded in magazines? I've got, laying around me right now, I've got, I think, 6,000 rounds of ammunition. And it's good to have them, but in the event of a fight, them being loose like this does me no good. They need to be in magazines for them to really start getting dangerous. Concealable assault weapon. This is a new term, and the Dems already want to ban them. It was recently coined by the gun prohibitionists to describe an AR pistol with a brace. It is the dumbest term they've ever come up with since assault pistol, which they invented to describe the Tech 9. I've got one of those right beside. Actually, I have two of these right beside me, too. If these were concealable, I'd like to see who can conceal them. Common sense. Now, common sense sounds like a good term. We need common sense gun laws. However, the problem is who gets to decide what is commonsensical. And if it's the folks inside the Beltway, we've got problems. Probably best not to even use that term. Second Amendment infringements. Those are civil rights infringements. Those are infringements on the Bill of Rights. Strong gun laws. Show me a state with strong gun laws, and I'll show you a state with strong civil rights violations. National Firearms Act of 1934 and Gun Control Act of 1968. Draconian unconstitutional gun laws written by grandstanding politicians in response to two specific criminal acts committed by a notorious gangster and a communist lunatic. Gun owners. One of my favorites. How about calling gun owners what they really are? Gun owners are well-informed voters. And that's just a few. You could call gun grabbers, because that always applies. That's always legitimate. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
feel America is facing more dangers than ever. You're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've got this one radio station, WYSL, the beleaguered citizens of New York. New York State. This one's for you, folks. I feel bad. You know, I get this impression with New York State that New York State is probably a pretty decent gun state once you get away from New York City, Manhattan, all that other stuff. But then I see their politicians at work, and then I realize I'm just fooling myself on that one. Democrats in New York are making a new push for stronger gun control laws in the remaining days of this year's legislative session, including a provision that would allow individuals to sue gun manufacturers in the aftermath of a crime, which is illegal, by the way. PLCAA. New York Now reported this Tuesday, lawmakers rallied in Albany Tuesday to support the package, which aims to restrict gun ownership in certain cases while adding additional requirements for those seeking a firearm. See, the Giffords Law Center rates New York State at A-. Maybe they want to get that full A. Maybe, apparently, even New York City's Sullivan Act isn't good enough for that. Not that climbing to the top will satisfy the doctrinaire gun grabbers, as California's grade didn't stop Governor Gavin Newsom from having a citizen disarmament meltdown after the Golden State edicts didn't even slow down that maniac in San Jose that no one saw fit to tie into in victim disarmament there with Sheriff Laurie Smith's alleged CCW for campaign contributions quid pro quo program is no accident. I wonder if the Giffords organization would give the People's Republic of China an A+. So what do the New York freedom prohibitionists want now? Especially, in the post-COVID world, this is interesting. It's like the COVID thing didn't happen in some cases with the politicians. First off, they want mandatory drug and mental health certification prior restraint, despite the observable reality that allowing shifting psychiatric opinions from potentially biased examiners to be the sole determinant for disarmament is a lunatic idea. They want a mandatory safety course and shooting test prior restraint with 90% accuracy results, while per Gothamist, NYPD officers must meet a score of at least 78%. Well, they probably will be able to do that 90% because the NYPD officers also have a 12-pound trigger because they don't actually know how to shoot a gun. They want to require a hunting license and proving you've bought a safe storage depository before purchasing a gun. And if you don't hunt, or if you go to all that expense and get torpedoed by a hoplophobe shrink or only score 11% better than the Big Apple only ones, what then? You've got a gun safe and nothing to put in it. And, of course, they want to blame and sue gun manufacturers for the actions of those who, based on results, can't be trusted to be let out of a cell, which they're against, by the way, and even want to have erased from civil background checks, putting unsuspecting employers, renters, and the like at an 83% recidivism risk per the Bureau of Justice Statistics. It's also interesting the way the neo-Marxists spit out the word profit like it's a bad thing. The Democrats are also seeking a series of other changes in their gun control package, including a new funding stream to research gun violence, programs geared toward gun violence education in public schools, and a liability insurance requirement for gun owners. You know, given New York's record here lately, especially with the laser focus that the Supreme Court seems to have on their stuff, I would think you would sit back and say, maybe we should just think about doing other things that actually have nothing to do with trampling on people's rights. And the other part is this. None of that stuff is going to fight. It's not going to stop the violent sociopaths among their constituents who are incapable of coexisting in society without resorting to predatory ways. No. Meanwhile, the best New York Republicans seem to be able to come up with is enforce existing intolerable acts. But that's okay. I'll play their stupid game. I love playing stupid games because it always sort of frees me for a minute. I get to run around frolicking and all that other stuff. So let's say the prohibitionists get everything they're demanding. The next time the laws don't stop one of those who ignore their stupid edicts, they're just going to get a new list of demands, which, I mean, they may as well go the whole Dean Wormer route and proclaim double secret probation in New York. There's nothing wrong with the law-abiding of New York. The law-abiding of New York are as good as anybody else in the nation. And if you're out there and you're doing things like de Blasio, who is out there, you know, taking money away from good crime-fighting units in NYPD, and then everything starts blowing up, and then you're out there going, this didn't work out the way I thought it might. What can we do to stop? Oh, yes, let's go after the law-abiding people. The buzzword that the grabbers like to throw around here in these circumstances is enough. But that's a lie, too. I mean, like everything else they do, it's a lie. It will never be enough for them. New York City, it especially gets violent when the summers are hot. And it's looking like this summer's going to be sort of warm. I mean, it's already been in the 90s where I live in May. That hasn't been happening in years. So I don't know what's going on, but I will simply say this. Wherever there is, you know, wherever the law-abiding are tamped down from existing and protecting themselves, like, say, anywhere but New York, you're going to have high crime. You're going to have high crime. I'm not, you know, I didn't go to school for this. I don't have a degree. I'm not a sociologist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not any sort of analogist. I simply know that when you get out there and you take the herd and you take away their only means of defense, then the predators are going to be like, big deal. I have no prohibitions now against me at all. And the thing about New York City that gets me, people of New York, I don't understand this. New York City is targeted all the time. The people of New York City are targeted all the time. You have numerous examples of where even with a police department about the size of a, I don't know, a brigade, or maybe bigger, maybe it's a division size, I don't know, police can't prevent crime. This is proven time and time again, over and over and over and over again. Can't prevent it. You deserve better, New York. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. You deserve better. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up.
President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack childcare or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. He said they shouldn't be allowed to get away with censoring and silencing. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. Gahn was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Coming out of L.A., or Hell-A, as I like to call it, we get this: violent crime is skyrocketing in Los Angeles County. According to Sheriff Alex Villanueva, he announced that on that fine news platform Instagram the other day. Homicides have increased more than 95% compared to the same time frame last year. Villanueva didn't actually specify that part. I know this. What he called forcible rape is up 7%. I didn't know there was, like, you know, cute and fuzzy rape. Aggravated assaults are up 12%. Grand theft autos increased more than 40%. And arson is up 22%. Overall, Villanueva said his department ended all of 2020 with a 36% increase in violent crime. They're all huge numbers. All very, very troublesome, he admitted. It's our number one existential threat, particularly for people who live where there's a large percentage of African American and Latino residents. You're the ones that are in the impact zone that are mostly affected by this existential threat. Existential is another one of those phrases that we should add to that phrase primer that I put up there earlier. What he's basically saying is that when you use a term like existential, and I'm just digressing here, getting out there and saying it's an existential threat, well, what you're saying is that soon L.A. will cease to exist. People of L.A. will vanish. They'll be gone. They will no longer exist. So rather than immediately segueing into how he planned to loosen restrictions on concealed carry permits and make it easier for his constituents to protect themselves, especially those, you know, unfortunate African-American and his Latinos that live in the impact zone, he took a different path. He said, we're not going to go shall issue where anyone who can fog America can get a CCW permit. That's not responsible. Well, we do want to give people the opportunity who are responsible, pass the training, that don't have any convictions or legal limitations for being armed in public, and establish a good cause reason why they should be armed, why we should trust them to be armed in public. That is a threshold. So, like, if you are in Los Angeles and you can walk into the police department with a nice ink pen, whatever the fee is to pay for it, and somebody on your back beating you in the head with a club and stabbing you with a knife to show the good cause, you can apply. Sheriff Villanueva announced that he had increased the staffing of his firearms unit. And here's the thing. Didn't he just get out there on Instagram and say there was a 36% increase in violent crime? Is that not good cause enough for you, Sheriff? Since 2018, when he was sworn in as Los Angeles County's 33rd sheriff, Villanueva said his department has issued 904 concealed carry permits. 904. By comparison, in Fresno County, California, they had 17,500 permits. Now, Los Angeles, by the way, is a his county has a population of more than 10 million souls. I would love to know how many applications they've taken in. Quite frankly, getting a permit in L.A. could not be more difficult. Just the good cause requirement alone would stop most applicants cold. According to the LASD policy, no carrying a concealed weapon license should be granted merely for the personal convenience of the applicant, which is the stupidest phrase I've ever heard in my life. Carrying a gun, for those of you who don't, is a very uncomfortable proposition. There's nothing comfortable about it. It doesn't matter how you carry it. It doesn't matter where you carry it. If you're carrying the gun and it's on-body carry, you can understand that there is some physical discomfort in doing so. This does not stop tens of millions of people from doing it every day. But there's nothing convenient about it. There's nothing convenient about taking on and sticking a weapon on your side and then going out and training to end another human life in the event for whatever reason. If they see you and they say, oh, he's got the iPhone 12, and they decide to come up on you, you never met him before in your life, and they're willing to hurt you badly to steal your iPhone, there's nothing convenient about getting ready to defend yourself against that very stupid threat. You know? Having said that, I do it every day. They continue, though. Good cause shall exist only if the following prevails. Sufficient evidence of potential danger to life or great bodily harm to the applicant, his or her spouse or dependent child, which cannot be adequately dealt with by existing law enforcement resources, and which danger cannot be reasonably avoided by alternative measures, and which danger would be significantly mitigated by the applicant's carrying a concealed firearm. What exactly would that circumstance look like? We already know, okay, so the average response time in the United States for a 911 call is 11.11 minutes. Do you know how much, and I'm just about a broken down old man now, do you know how much damage I could do to somebody in 11 minutes? And I'm, you know, most of the time I don't even walk around angry and violent and predatory. Most of the time I'm just walking around going, wow, I sure do like my car. Wow, I sure would like a cup of coffee. Wow, I sure do like this. Wow, my back hurts. That's the way I walk around most of the time. Sufficient evidence of potential danger, which cannot be adequately dealt with by existing law enforcement resources, and which danger cannot be reasonably... What are the alternative measures they recommend? Well, you could just move to, say, I don't know, Saskatchewan. Would that get you away from them? Saskatchewan sounds like a long way away to me. The way to prove potential danger is either through police reports or restraining orders. They also have to have a handgun registered in their name that is, of course, California compliant. There's actually a list of guns for the rest of the country. in California, you have to get a gun that is on their list of approved guns. So they don't normally have something new. You know, like every time I go to SHOT Show just across the border, the poor people in California, they won't be getting most of what I'm looking at. And they must only use California-compliant ammunition, which, you know, okay, what's that? They also have to complete a 14-page application, which contains a long list of prohibiting crimes, including many misdemeanors. Now, if the good sheriff truly cared about the safety of his constituents, especially those who are more at risk, he would open the floodgates and remove as many barriers as possible for the concealed carry applicants. He would go a la James Craig in Detroit. And while it's true California is a maze you state, sheriffs and chiefs of police are authorized by state law to use their discretion. And many of the state's top cops have begun de facto shall issue granters. Sheriff Villanueva could too, if he were so inclined, if he realized it would help deter crime. And his comment about trust that an applicant must prove why the LASD should trust them to bear arms is an affront to the Constitution, you idiot. You tyrant. You took an oath to support and defend that Constitution, not get out there and determine what is and what isn't a good cause. Maybe he should give it another read. He learned that no American citizen has to be forced to prove their trustworthiness before exercising a constitutional right, nor should they be required to document good cause for exercising their rights. Besides, it's in his own best interest. Crime rates plummet every single time concealed carry restrictions are loosened. This could happen in L.A. County, too. It could happen anywhere. All that's required is a new mindset. Maybe a new sheriff. That wouldn't be bad, either. I can't imagine, sometimes I sit back and I think, we as people of the gun, we need to be as audacious as these gun grabbers are. And then you look at the audacity they're willing to bring forward in the name of whatever, and you say to yourself, how on earth do I conjure that? Just a thought. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Here we go one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Okay, here we are. We're done with the hearings and everything. Here we are, President Joe Biden's nominee to head the bureau that has regulatory authority over the firearm industry, admitted to the U.S. Senate he would ban firearms over enforcing laws a week ago, and the question now lingers. Does David Chipman have the votes? This is something we should be concerned about. So here's where it stands as of now. Chipman, who until recently was a lobbyist for Giffords Gun Control Group, was nominated by Biden to be the director of the ATF. He faced withering questions from Republican senators for his past statements, testimony, and his acrimony towards gun owners. He largely spent the hearing attempting to explain away how public statements he made to the media were taken out of context and admitting to wanting to ban rifles that he couldn't clearly define. The hearing was a chance for the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to gain a sense if he's fit for the job. The ATF director's role is a Senate-confirmed position, part of the Senate's advise and consent power for key political appointees to public positions. Chipman's nomination must first be voted on by the Senate Judiciary Committee, which hasn't yet set a date for the vote. From here now on, there's a few or a couple of ways forward. First, the committee doesn't have to set a date for a vote. That would be a signal from the committee to the White House that the nomination is doomed. Donald Trump nominated Chuck Canterbury for the same position, and his nomination was never considered by the committee and eventually withdrawn by the Trump administration. That's an unlikely scenario here. President Asterisk Biden is being pressured by gun control groups, including Giffords and Everytown, for whom he also lobbied, to push Chipman's nomination through. Giffords began lobbying the White House to appoint Chipman almost immediately after the election last November. There's nothing more these anti-gun groups would like to see than a figurehead that would slash and burn the firearm industry. That would suggest that senators on the committee who will have to cast their votes, with the Senate split 50-50, the committees are also split 50-50. That could mean that Chipman's nomination could end up in a tie in the committee, but that wouldn't end his nomination. The Senate's power-sharing agreement would mean that should Chipman's nomination end in a tie in the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chairman Dick Durbin would be required to transmit a notice of the tie to the Secretary of the Senate. This would allow Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to make a motion to discharge the nomination from the committee, allowing all senators to vote on whether the full Senate should consider the nomination. This would be a litmus test as to where senators would eventually vote, but not necessarily. If the motion to discharge passes, the nomination would then immediately be put on the Senate calendar. This would mean that Chipman's vote, or his nomination, would require 50 votes plus one. Given the Senate is split evenly, this would mean Harris would be the tie-breaking vote. Obviously, if given the chance, she would vote to confirm. This makes knowing where the senators stand critical to protecting the firearm industry and the Second Amendment rights of all Americans. Republican senators largely grilled Chipman on his support for banning AR-15 rifles, denigrating gun owners, and admitting he thought law-abiding gun owners are potential criminals, and his support for making it more difficult and costly for gun owners to protect their hearing. He was also taken to task for his support for a ban on any rifle with a detachable magazine and a chambering larger than 22, only to later admit the firearm industry doesn't mark anything called an assault rifle. But he told the senators that he wants to ban so-called assault rifles, but he couldn't define what that is and later contradicted his own previous testimony where he said he wanted to expand the National Firearms Act, not just enforce it. This leaves senators outside the committee as the real question mark. And so far they're staying mum. And chief among them might be a guy that I think is the most powerful senator right now, Joe Manchin. Manchin is one of the few blue dog Democrats left and is already catching the ire of the White House for bucking the party line on other issues. His constituents are a strong, strong gun rights West Virginia. And it makes him a key vote to protect Second Amendment rights. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, is a known moderate and a key vote in Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Her vote will be critical. Lisa Murkowski voted present at Kavanaugh's confirmation, but with slim margins in the Senate, Alaskans will be looking to her to protect their gun rights. Whether she listens to them or not is another story. Senator John Tester, Democrat from Montana, is under pressure on Chipman's vote. Montana Republican Attorney General Austin Knudsen led a letter signed by 21 Republican state attorneys general urging a no vote on Chipman and reminded Senator Tester that Montana expects him to protect gun rights. Senator Kyrsten Sinema is in a unique position. Like Manchin, she's been singled out by Biden for her independent streak. Chipman once collected a paycheck from Arizona's Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, who leads the Giffords Gun Control Group with his wife, former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. Those are the senators that need to hear from their constituents, and there's nothing more effective than voters reaching out directly to their elected officials and informing them of their stance. It's as easy as calling the Senate switchboard and asking you to be connected to the senator that needs to hear from you. These senators are crucial to ensuring that special interest gun control doesn't take the helm of the ATF and politicized bureau that regulates the firearm industry. That would be putting the fox in charge of guarding the hen house. Now, his attitude towards you as a gun owner is a... This is the same way a police chief would be chosen. This is why Biden picked him. Biden used a speech on the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre to exacerbate some racial tensions by shamelessly revising the history of black progress during the past century. This demagoguery has long been a standard Democratic tactic, but it was startling to hear him claim that terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists. He's talking about you, gun owners. He's talking about you, same as Chipman does. If Biden truly believes this, he is unfit to be commander-in-chief. Despite his insistence that this information was provided by the intelligence community, a joint report from the FBI and the DHS clearly refutes that claim. It was released May the 14th, and it reveals that the threat from domestic violent terrorists, or DDEs as they call them, is far lower than Biden would have us believe. As an example, the year 2019 represented the most lethal year for DVE attacks since 1995, with five separate DVE attacks resulting in 32 deaths. I don't like to see innocent life, you know, go, so any one fatality is too many. But compared to other causes of death, this is infinitesimal. It is, according to the CDC, about half the average annual death rate associated with bee, hornet, and wasp stings. Moreover, the perpetrators don't include roving bands of KKK hooligans or neo-Nazis. We get this. The greatest terrorism threat to the homeland we face today is posed by lone offenders, often radicalized online, who look to attack soft targets with easily accessible weapons. Many of these are motivated and inspired by a mix of social, political goals and personal grievances against their attacks. One thing we know about most of them, though, is that they were on the FBI radar prior to their attack. The guy who drove his SUV down the middle of the street and detonated it, they knew about him. They knew about him. The Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooter. They knew about him. Parkland shooter. They knew about him. What is all this advanced intel getting us? These attacks also are, committed by extremist animal rights and environmentalist groups. They cause economic damage through criminal acts of destruction, sabotage, or arson. But in the meantime, between Chipman and your president, they're trying to make America believe that it's you, the American gun owner, that are the problem because you're Caucasian and you own guns. Plain and simple. There's their justification for it. That's why taking the language back is so important. I'll be back next week. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, ever, right? Keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.